Next up, we've got Distance with I Had a Friend Once, Their Name Was Yume Mechita.
I'm looking for a friend. Their name is Yume Mechita. We sat on a park bench. They had their own kalimba.
And I guess dreams are essentially misunderstandings. Like, one can sometimes be very confused about things when awakening from a dream and unsure of what's real and what isn't. So this is not the most direct way of addressing the prompt, but I think it mostly works. I think the song has a very dreamlike quality, you know, in the way that the music and concept, they mesh together pretty well. I like the microtonal shifts in melody and the occasional bit of distant laughter. I think that adds to the dreamlike quality. Like, you know, sometimes when you're on the verge of sleep, you can kind of get this washy audio hallucination. And I think that that may be kind of what they were going for here with the microtonal shifts. It's cool, though. And then the drops have a nice shift of intensity. And I think that picks up the song's momentum and pushes me along a little bit where I might be flagging in my attention somewhat. So I think those really helped. I had no problems making it all the way through this song multiple times, and I think I picked up a little bit more detail each time. So this is generally not my cup of tea, but I found things to like about it.
I bet this guy could do great Morrissey sound-alike songs. I like how unique the song sounds, but I don't like how repetitive the lead vocal melody line is. And there's some weird sort of optical illusion or oral illusion going on here where I know that there is variation in the melody, but it almost sounds like everything is always the same throughout the song. And maybe it's like those bent notes might like appear in the same part of each line or something like that. I don't quite know. I just know that it makes the song a little tiresome for me. Interesting what's going on. Interesting sort of composition. But it's become a chore to listen to some extent.